3:53 here at WCHL. Aaron Keck with you, catching up as we get started a little bit late following the Tar Heel women's basketball game. Coming up shortly after 4 o'clock, we'll have all of the four candidates for Orange County Board of Commissioners that are running to represent District 1. Two open seats. The two incumbents are running for re-election, Mark Dorison and Penny Rich. They're joined on the ballot by challengers Jamesetta Bedford and Gary Kahn. We'll have all four of them in the studio coming up at 4 o'clock. We've got questions for the candidates. You still have time to get them to us. Send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro and send us your questions, and we'll try to work those in to the conversation. It'll be an informal conversation, but we'll try to hit all of the big issues facing the Board of County Commissioners for the next couple of years. Last night at the UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont, we had the launch of our annual WCHL Chapelboro Healthiest You Challenge, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. That pits 64 competitors against each other. They're divided into 8 different teams. They're all trying to get fit. The winners get a full year at the UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont, but it's a great competition. Everyone has a lot of fun. Everyone gets a lot out of it, including the coaches. We're joined now by one of the coaches, the head coach for the Chapel Hill Gymnastics team, Matt Bonds, who's been a coach for the Healthiest You Challenge for the last couple of years. So thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here. I want to thank you, Chapelboro.com and WCHL for sponsoring this. This is definitely one of my favorite things to do. Absolutely.
And you met your team last night. Did you get a chance to meet all of your team?
All but one, yeah.
Okay.
All but one was there, so we're looking good here. We actually have a workout planned for tonight at 6 o'clock. So
nice.
We're already jumping off.
And getting started early. I know you've been a coach for now is this your third year?
My third year, yes.
And have not won yet the team challenge. So
WCHL with a hard-hitting question here. Yes, I have not won, not quite yet.
Yep. Yeah, but hungry. And getting
ready
started.
Ready to go.
Getting started tonight. Okay, so how does the challenge work? You've got eight competitors in your team. How does the challenge actually work for the team? What do you do?
Absolutely. So it's based on individuals, so we'll have individual winners and then team winners as well. So it's a point-based system. It's not all about weight loss, but that's one of the major factors. We also do body fat, cholesterol. We do measurements as well, weight measurements, thigh measurements to see, and it's kind of a total experience. We do nutrition services. That's one of the biggest things that I think in 6 weeks we could really make an impact. So.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking with Matt Bonds, head coach for Chapel Hill Gymnastics team. Are you with Chapel Hill Gymnastics, or what
not,
is your actual position?
Actually, that is proof that they didn't put a whole lot of thought into picking the coaches with the teams.
Yeah.
I'm not a gymnastics
okay,
guy.
Okay, all right.
I'm the facility operations coordinator at the Wellness Center, so I do membership and facility operations.
Awesome.
Lots of fun stuff.
And a lot of the head coaches are that come out of the Wellness Center, right?
So correct. Yeah. Most of us, yeah, either trainers, fitness instructors, some involvement with the Wellness Center.
So what are the specific exercise activities that you do? Are there any like particularly fun or creative things that you like to get your team to do?
So one of the things we're going to do, we came up with this, Chapel Hill Parks and Rec is going to help us out with this. We're going to do a kickball game. We're going to put a kickball game together when it gets nice out. And so we're going to put that together after we whip everyone into shape. So that'll be a few weeks out
yeah.
when the weather gets nice, but we're really looking forward to that.
Awesome. I know everyone's going to have a lot of fun doing that. And it's a really great it's a competition, but it's also an opportunity for all 64 competitors to really take the 6 weeks and change their practices, change their lifestyles, work on nutrition. I know that's been a focus last year and this year as well, and really get started on the process to getting fit, not just for the next 6 weeks, but long term. So what are the best pieces of advice that you give? I know there's only 64 competitors, but for people out there who aren't taking part in the competition, one thing that you ought to do in order to get healthy and stay healthy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, I think especially in 6 weeks, I'd say about 60% of the whole being healthy thing is your diet.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest change you can make is eating healthy. I have a few rules. My main rule is I like to eat healthy when I'm at work in the morning. That way, in the evenings, on the weekends, I feel more comfortable going out, having a burger, eating some pizza, maybe drinking a beer, who knows. So that's kind of my rule. Eat healthy when you're at work.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. So Chapel Hill Gymnastics team, as well as the other 7 teams, kicked off the Healthiest You Challenge last night. It's going to be 6 really fun weeks, and we look forward to keeping up with you and the competitors in all 64. Matt Bonds, best of luck, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.